Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm your 2024 president, Matt Silver, and it's my honor to serve as guest host for all of the April podcasts. Today's topic features Senior Director, State Government Affairs, Jimmy Clayton's legislative briefing from our 2024 Capitol Conference. In it, Jimmy explains why our advocacy is so crucial and critical to our local economies and to the state. We're in the middle of a housing crisis, and we need help from our state lawmakers to resolve the problem. If you've never attended a Capitol Conference before, I encourage you to listen and get a better understanding of what Illinois Realtors advocacy is all about. If you were there, this podcast will provide a great reminder of the association's legislative initiatives. And now, with no further ado, here is Senior Director, State Government Affairs, Jimmy Clayton.
Thank you, Matt, and welcome to one of the most important days of the year, your 2024 Capitol Conference. Now, this is a day that all of us collectively get to show our strength in our numbers and the power behind your voice. So we're excited you're here, and we are ready to get to the Capitol. Now, everyone in this room knows how important our industry is as an economic driver for our state, and how home ownership is an architect of a community. And you're all familiar with the normal run through the bad bills that we need you to go tell legislators to oppose. But before we get into the details of any of the bills, let's talk again about our why. This is something that for our last few meetings, you've heard us talking more and more about. Because frankly, legislators cannot draw a straight line at times between our current inventory crisis and policies like rent control. So you are our advocates, and you will help get them there, whether we're opposing something like rent control or advocating for something like new home construction incentives. We care about housing stability, plain and simple. So home ownership and your ability to help buyers achieve that dream is obviously the most secure form of housing stability. And that drives our passion to see new homes, especially starter homes. You know, the economics of housing stability are not complicated. You know, we just saw in Chicago a campaign to raise real estate transfer taxes all in the name of housing stability. And when you look at why so many people are suffering from instability, you can draw a line straight back to things like our inventory crisis, which drives prices higher and higher, which drives more and more consumers into the rental market, which in turn drives those prices higher and higher. Whereas more housing stability and more home ownership, on the other hand, has shown in every study to provide higher education outcomes, more neighborhood stability, less crime, and more economic opportunity. So when it comes to policy, we evaluate everything from the perspective of, is this going to further stability? Is this going to create more opportunity and more affordability? Or is this going to reduce the number of available units on the market and drive prices up? Is this going to take away the rights of property owners and make ownership unattainable and increase instability? Is this going to make it easier for builders and developers to come back to Illinois and build homes that teachers and police and firefighters can actually afford? So when we say we want to be a part of the solution, that just can't mean we apply that perspective to bad ideas and tell people why those ideas won't work. That perspective has to drive new ideas that do work. And that is what your Illinois Realtors does. And that is why we're excited we will all have the chance to advocate for today over at the Capitol. And so for now, that we've got that fresh in our mind, that foundational part of our why, let me talk to you a little bit about our top issues. First, we have identical bills in both chambers, House Bill 5432, House Amendment 1, and Senate Bill 3680, Senate Amendment 1. Realtors, these are our bills. We wrote these bills, and we could not be more prouder of the positive impact this is going to have across the state. Now, some of you might be familiar with these programs and ordinances, but crime-free housing and nuisance ordinances check every box for a policy or program that is harming housing stability, disincentivizes property ownership, and causes people to be unnecessarily removed from their homes. On their face, cities and towns hype these local laws as tools to reduce crime. Your Illinois Realtors GADS and legal team have been on the front line of this issue for over 20 years. And for those of you that have helped us fight these at the local level, you know, just like we do, the implicit discriminatory intent and sometimes overt racism that drives these policies. These local laws do not reduce crime, but they do punish innocent residents by pushing them out on the street, all because they had the nerve to call the police and report a crime. These local regulations force landlords to evict or force out tenants who have paid their rent, who have not violated their leases, and it forces housing providers to potentially commit fair housing violations, effectively turning landlords into de facto city workers breaking federal housing laws. So every time a local town or city tries to enact one of these laws, we have jumped in to fight them. But instead of continuing to battle municipalities and counties on constitutional rights, federal protection violations, and the consistent overreaching mandates that are forced on the property owners, and instead of watching one family after another be wrongfully punished, your Illinois Realtors wrote a law that said, no more crime-free housing programs, no more crime-free housing ordinances. Let's just put a stop to these once and for all. And that's exactly what House Bill 5432 and Senate Bill 3680 does. Now, House Bill 5432 and Senate Bill 3680 say a city cannot force a landlord to evict or penalize a tenant just because that tenant had contact with a law enforcement agency. And a landlord cannot be penalized all because they refused to evict someone that had contact with law enforcement. This bill would once and for all put an end to a pervasive practice at the local level that threatens the housing stability of thousands. So, I am happy to report to you right now that our bill has successfully gone through committee in both chambers and is awaiting floor action. So today is the perfect time for all of us to urge legislators to pass House Bill 5432 or Senate Bill 3680. This is our top priority. Let's try to get them to vote yes today, okay? We can do that? All right. All right. You are all familiar with the market trends of the last couple years. Rising prices, multiple offers, bidding wars. The current market is making home ownership so unattainable for first-time owners that each year more and more people claim they have given up on the dream of owning a home. And that cuts at the heart of what you do every day and the mission we have to grow home ownership. So again, how are we going to be part of the solution? One small step in the right direction is providing a better avenue for those wanting to purchase a home and to save for that purchase by restoring an old program with some very new provisions. The Illinois Homebuyers Savings Account Act, or Senate Bill 3497. Senate Bill 3497 would allow for homebuyers to receive a tax deduction for funds they save or put toward their first home purchase, and single tax filers may create designated savings accounts and receive a tax deduction up to $5,000 per year, while joint filers or married couples can receive up to $10,000 in deductions each year for contributions to their account. Now, Senate Bill 3497 is what we think of as a no-brainer because it's both simple and easy to understand and promotes home ownership and provides a financial path for first-time homebuyers. So we're asking you to help us spread the word to legislators and ask them to pass this bill, Senate Bill 3497. Another no-brainer. And following the same line of thinking about how are we going to be a part of the solution for housing stability and how that solution could be incentives for new home construction. And not just any new homes, but homes that are actually considered affordable by those whose incomes are in the 80% to 120% range of AMI. The Illinois Realtors, we believe that we can lead the country in reimagining the starter home. And Senate Bill 3769, the next bill in your packets, is the first step in that direction. 3769 provides grants to incentivize construction of homes that are sold at a price point that is considered affordable. This is not low-income housing, and it's not state money going towards higher-end housing. This is precisely the missing middle housing that we hear our industry talking about and that we're doing something about. So when you talk to legislators today, the fact is they know there's a shortage in inventory. They've read the same headlines you have. They've seen some of the same sales price points you have. What they don't stop to think about is how we jumpstart new home construction and inject inventory into the market that addresses the needs for all those that are still waiting to achieve that dream of owning their first home. Our bill, Senate Bill 3769, does that. So when you meet with legislators today, you can tell them, we've created a plan to bring more homes to the market, and they can act on that plan this session. So ask them today to consider the idea of Senate Bill 3769. Okay, switching gears slightly. There's another bill we're advocating for and that we want you to help us urge legislators to get across the finish line. That is our amendment to the Real Estate License Act. Now, most of you are aware that we carefully protect the License Act every year from unnecessary changes. We work closely with IDFPR to be sure that any changes are agreed to well ahead of time, and that is exactly what we've done again this year. You'll note in your handouts that there are two identical versions in the House and the Senate, and they both are agreed bills with the department and have zero opposition. But the amendments this year affect several areas, and it will come as no surprise that perhaps the most noticeable change is the requirement that licensees use written buyer brokerage agreements. This was a change that was in the works before NAR announced the terms of its proposed settlements a few weeks ago, but nevertheless, Illinois is moving forward with this necessary change. Other changes coming to the Act include the fact that in the future, managing broker candidates will only be required to sit for the Illinois exam and not the national section. And Core CE will now have two additional mandatory hours to make Core CE now 6 hours, and two of those hours have to be fair housing education. Again, these changes are a great example of our leadership and executive team continuing to address concerns with more ethical disclosure, incentivizing and creating an easier path to being a managing broker, and our need for the continued growth in fair housing education. And like I mentioned earlier, this is what is considered a agreed bill. We should not have any issues, but please remind your legislators that we need at least one of these bills to pass in order to keep the lights on. So we need you guys to talk to them today about it. Being a leader in the conversation on housing stability means we have to speak up when we see bad or dangerous ideas. All of you have helped our association over the years to push back on such proposals, and this year we have several that we need to add your voice on. I want to start with some good news, though, and thank you, because we can actually report to you that Senate Bill 2818 in your handouts, which would have made it a human rights violation to consider a prospective tenant's conviction history before making a determination on their rental application, that has been successfully stopped. So, yes, your Illinois Realtors worked on this bill for 16 months. We negotiated, we consulted with you, the members, and our local associations. And after all that work, we stayed firm on our principles. And a bad bill is a bad bill. And our work has stopped this bill from moving forward this year. So once again, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Of course, every year there's always another attempt to pass rent control. This year, though, we've been fortunate in the fact that we've seen less versions introduced. And the one in front of you, House Bill 4104, it does not seem likely to even be heard in a committee this year, but that doesn't mean we want to let our guard down, and we want you to stay on message that this is another policy that will cause further housing instability. Another bill that we do need to talk about today, and we need you to talk about, is House Bill 5371 by Representative Williams. This is an initiative of the Department of Human Rights and the Attorney General to address discriminatory acts by employers, municipalities, and in a transaction, including real estate transactions. It may seem trivial, but the problem with this bill comes down to three words. The same bill ran last year without the three words, and we were neutral. If they amended the bill to remove the three words, we would be neutral again. But so far, they haven't. So what are those words causing so much trouble? They are otherwise make unavailable. By adding these three little words, the bill would add federal language to a state statute that does not mirror its federal counterpart. The bill would expand the scope of potential human rights violations to events that fall very far outside of an actual real estate transaction, which risks imposing liability on professionals like yourselves for circumstances that are outside of your control. So, until this problematic language is addressed by the sponsor, we're rightfully concerned about this bill, and we will remain diligent about opposing it. And we ask, including your conversations today. Now, there are several other bills in your packet today, but there's one last one I want to cover before we send everyone over to the Capitol. And that was all the way up till last night, and in your handouts currently is Senate Bill 3669 by Senator Ellman. That bill is now Senate Bill 771, a change that they did late last night, and it's what's called a gut and replace amendment. But it did not change the problematic language. So we'll go forward with Senate Bill 771, that is 3669. Now, some of you might be aware that there has been a concerted effort in the federal courts for the last 10 years to expand the definition of wetlands. This debate has endured long enough to see multiple cases make their way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And not surprisingly, because they've lost there, they are now pursuing changes at the state level. So this bill poses a serious threat to the use of private property. And we are part of a huge coalition of groups that is strongly opposed to this bill. The legislation would impose restrictions on landowners to do anything on their property that would affect any body of water, whether it's a pond, a stream, or even that low part in your yard that collects water during heavy rain. So imagine having to get a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers to improve the grading on your land or change the size of a pond that is entirely within the boundaries of your own property, let alone trying to build structures like homes or offices on land where pools of rainwater collect. The federal courts have determined that restrictions like these cannot be imposed at the national level. And that is exactly how it should be at the state level too. So join us today in telling legislators to not even consider Senate Bill 771 now. All right. Okay, as I said, there are other bills in your handouts, and we welcome you to find myself, Betsy Mitchell, or one of the GADs if you have any questions about the ones we haven't covered. For now, though, I know we're all anxious to get to the Capitol, and let me just close with this reminder of our why. We fight for policies that promote housing stability and home ownership, that protect private property rights. We fight against the policies that will only cause more instability, homelessness, and the construction of fewer and fewer homes throughout the state. Illinois legislators have the power and the ability to add stability and economic growth to their communities. And so that is what we're asking you to help us communicate today. Thank you guys, thank you all again. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you have fun advocating for the most crucial industry in our state and the best association in this state. Thank you guys, appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap on the legislative briefing from the 2024 Capitol Conference in Springfield. Thanks for listening. As always, give this podcast a rating and review on your app of choice. And if you want more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We'll see you next week.